This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Thank you for joining in on the fight. Heavy lifting is required. It's been a long time since we've been on track, and more people are being encouraged, according to the latest polls, that we're getting closer. We're moving in the right direction. I think that's positive. But you need to understand the diabolical force that's against it. I say diabolical, and you go, whoa, that's extreme. Well, it really has come down to it, you know, as we discussed at length with John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute. You know, America needs to understand, it's like I sense this civil war that is coming about, you know, with this, you know, talking at back and forth. There is no connection. We have this great divide, and it's, as David Horowitz talked about earlier, it's based on ideology. It's not policy, because policy, you can kind of you can work it out. Yeah, okay, we'll move this around, make these adjustments. We can come to agreement here. But when it's ideological, boy, you get all this emotion and nobody's listening. You know, and so this is the situation that will continue, and something has got to give. I mean, what we're seeing on the campus is pretty scary stuff. But, you know, all that, you know, our free speech, which we talked about, which is being compromised and being conditioned, and the fake news that is out there, it is all part and parcel to this very dangerous and explosive environment that is being built up around us. And we're at the epicenter of it, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think not, I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi and Elijah Cummings here citing this tweet from Mike Flynn's Twitter account.
Madam Leader, just this morning, Flynn tweeted, and this is a quote, scapegoat, end of quote, scapegoat. He basically described himself as a scapegoat. And so I believe we need to hold a public hearing with Flynn to get to the bottom of this. Our committee held three or four hearings, emergency hearings on Hillary Clinton in a matter of a week or two. And if there was any emergency at this moment in the history of this country, this is the moment.
But I will say this. I didn't know until I heard from our colleague that the tweet of General Flynn today was scapegoat. Scapegoat. You know what a scapegoat is? That means in a community where people want to absolve themselves of guilt, they get a goat and they heap all of the ills onto the goat, and then they run the goat out of town. So the inference to be drawn from his statement is that other people have blame that should be shared in all of this. The good news is that General Flynn is gone because he was totally inappropriate, wrong for the job. But the questions that arise are even bigger. I have a tweet I'm going to make. I'm telling my staff right now. It's not scapegoat. It's Stonewall. And that's exactly what the Republicans in Congress are doing.
Well, interesting, you know, that what they found out later, Scott, was that it was a fake tweet.
It was
oops.
It wasn't Mike Flynn's Twitter account. It was a fake Mike Flynn Twitter account. It wasn't a verified one. It was just a made up not a mockery one, but it was a fake account, basically.
Yes. Right. And so Nancy Pelosi and Elijah Cummings embarrassingly, and they promote the fake tweet, fake news, and they build this whole scenario about it. Interestingly enough, of course, one thing about Nancy Pelosi, if you just listen to her, she self-indicts herself. You know, it's a self-indictment. I know it's redundant, but she does. She just, you know, points a finger and forgets that three are coming back at her, and talks about Stonewall. She goes, well, you know, her tweet is Stonewall. Yeah, that's what you guys have been doing. I mean, we've got an administration that is up and going. We got a president that's not even, that's hardly sleeping at night, that wants to be about the people's business. And what are the Democrats doing to help the cause? You know, oh, we don't want to do that because, you know, our initiatives, our party is more important than the United States of America. Go figure. This is the Democratic Party.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Our next guest is the author of a brand new book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. A little bit more background about Ed. He's been on with us several times. And some of you may not realize that not only is he an author, but he's a negotiation expert, a political commentator, keynote speaker, film actor, and TV personality. For two decades, his negotiation boot camp seminars have been acclaimed by professional negotiators at Microsoft, Goldman Sachs, Learjet, the Hartford, McKinsey, Novartis, IRS, and the Pentagon, on and on. Ed's career is well documented and very stellar, and we're grateful to have him on the air with us this morning. Ed, how you doing?
Just great.
Hey, good to have you with us. Boy, I'll tell you, your book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American Public. I mean, is this good timing or not?
I hit the nail right on the head, didn't I?
Boy, you did. I mean, it's just, I mean, you saw what was happening. I mean, you know, in your negotiating boot camps, you're talking to people anecdotally. You've been discussing these on the airways for a number of years. And here we are. I mean, we have been buying into the big lie. And when you go back historically, you know, there was a big question Andy Enders asked, how do you kill 11 million people? Well, you tell a big lie. And, of course, he was referring to what happened with Germany back in the days of World War II and leading up to, and this is how the Germans were able to kill so many people. Now, I'm not saying necessarily that's on the threshold here, but lies are dangerous, and, you know, for a country that wants to get back on track, lies are getting in the way of us being able to get back on track.
Yeah, well, right now it's the media that really is complicit in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the point where you can't believe anything you hear or you read. It's just... It's a terrible situation.
Well, Ed, we can blame the media. Certainly, they're part and parcel to it. But if we're going to pick up on the lie and put it out there, I mean, we just played a soundbite here a moment ago with Nancy Pelosi and Elijah Cummings, you know, talking about a tweet that supposedly General Flynn had put out. And they perpetuated something, and they, you know, embarrassingly, or, you know, sometimes, you know, they have no shame, and I don't even know that they get embarrassed when they get exposed to realize that, oops, that was a fake tweet. That was a lie in itself, and they perpetuated the lie. And this is what's dangerous and part and parcel to this information age we live in, is that all kinds of information is going out there, but we the people need to wise up and understand, are we going to be part of the solution or part of the problem?
Yeah, I don't think they're embarrassed by it, by the way. I think they just keep throwing this stuff out there and hope that some of it sticks.
Right. Well, you know, Harry Reid did that, right? I mean, he lied in the well of the Senate. And to me, you know, to lie in the well of the Senate, I mean, lying is lying, but to debase the Senate in the manner of which he did as the leader of the Senate, and to lie about Mitt Romney and then chuckle about it and say, well, he didn't get elected anyway. I mean, it's almost at that point, Ed, if it was me, I'd say, hey, you know the retirement fund that you thought you were going to get? It's canceled. Because I can tell you, in just about any other business that you work in this country today, and you know this, that if you break, you know, if you break ethics rules, that you can be subject to losing your retirement and other benefits with that company. But yet in our country, it's okay. You just still get rewarded.
Oh, that's a whole other issue. These benefits are ridiculous. But, I mean, you know, if you serve in Congress for 2 years, you get paid your salary for the rest of your life. Do you realize that?
Yeah, what a deal, huh?
Boy, I thought about running for Congress just for that.
Well, yeah, why not? I mean, look at the golden parachutes that they get. And you're exactly right, and this opens up a whole nother discussion. And this is why I think people really, when Donald Trump said we want to have term limits, but I think it goes beyond that. And I think term limits all the way across the board, including judges, Ed. I don't believe in these lifelong appointments at any level. So I say term them out, you know, at some reasonable number. And, you know, let's see if there's a more effective way in this 21st century to get our government working on behalf of we the people.
Yeah, I was just talking about the Supreme Court with a friend of mine. And she said to me, why do they serve for life? What is this life? You know, right. She's right. Why do these people, why are they in there for life? It's absurd.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't have a problem. I mean, you know, you want to say, look, you're going to serve for 12 years or, you know, something in that range. That's fine. You know, I don't have a problem with that. But I think they should all be termed out. We appreciate your service. And the other thing, Ed, I would say that's been lost in translation is that these legislators, these people that create and interpret the law, including the judges, that they all need to live under the laws that they enact.
Without question. But I think the overriding issue is that we have a class of people called politicians who make a lot of money off of this deal. These people are making a fun. How is it possible that you can go into public service, go into politics, and retire with $10, $15, $20 million?
Exactly. You come in with a net worth of a couple hundred grand, and you leave.
Yeah.
You leave with a net worth of gazillions. You know. Well,
I mean, the whole system is crooked.
Well, of course. And it wasn't that long ago, Ed. We can thank Peter Schweitzer for his book, Throw Them All Out, who exposed, you know, all the insider trading that was going on. We mentioned Nancy Pelosi. She had it down to an art form. And there were others, and I will say there were Democrats or Republicans, probably maybe a lot more Democrats than Republicans that were cited in Peter's book here. But it is amazing. Here they are, you know, there to serve the people, and they go, well, you know, we're going to give one to the people, three to me. One to the people, three more to me. I mean, this insider trading that if you and I did, we'd still be in jail for it.
That's right.
But this is what our government has reduced itself to. And all this that's going on, you know, and of course, right now, we've got this battle, this war that is taking place culturally within our country. And we were talking earlier with John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute. And in fact, I even tweeted back Donald Trump this morning that, you know, questioning whether or not we're on the brink of a civil war here, Ed, because you've got, you know, half of the country that is very emotional and doesn't, you know, unless you speak their language and you're in their echo chamber, it is hard to get a bridge into their community and to be able to have a rational conversation. Then you have the other side that says, well, what about the Constitution? What about these things that we valued and that most of us grew up learning? You know, today's young people in the institutions, in the halls of academia and the classrooms of academia are not learning the basics of civics. And here they are, you know, they've got their microaggression, you know, safe places now and everything. I mean, to the point that even Merriam-Webster had to include microaggression in their in the new release of their dictionary this year.
Well, the big question, I think, is will all of these young people who are expressing these liberal leftist ideas, will they change once they get into the workplace and see the realities of life? That's the big question. Because you have a lot of these, you know, it's a lot of these people on the left are these young people who are very idealistic and they've been brainwashed. Will they overcome that brainwashing and wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, this doesn't work. This is going to destroy the country.
Only if there's a force equal and against that kind of stinking thinking, Ed. What's happening? The same thing like government. Government's been, you know, over time, you know, we have, you know, I mean, it sounds like McCarthy here, but I mean, this is all documented. We have communists, card-carrying communists within our government that are elected officials, and I don't know how they swear allegiance to the United States and claim some sort of loyalty.
Well, the antidote is called Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The whole concept of Trump and the fact that he is there is an indication that things are turning around.
Imagine if Hillary
had won the election.
No doubt about it.
If Hillary had won the election, that would have been the end.
Yes.
But she didn't win the election. Trump won the election.
Exactly.
It was a backlash. There are millions and millions of people who have been keeping their mouths shut, but who are tired of all of this crazy.
SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if we're going to get this country back on track and get it moving again, then that has to be our mission and our focus. Edward O is with us.
author, negotiation expert, political commentator, keynote speaker, film actor, and TV personality. Ed, as a negotiation expert yourself, I mean, you look at President Trump, undoubtedly the number one business book in terms of sales, The Art of the Deal. It is about negotiation, and there's a lot that America can learn by understanding who Donald Trump is, can't they?
Well, I've always said that from the very beginning. I've always had confidence in him and his ability. The man is a tremendously capable, intelligent executive who knows how to get things done. And that's what we need. And that's the kind of person I've always wanted as my chief executive.
Exactly.
Just somebody that knows how to make the deals, how to get things done, and who will do it in a way that he's thumbing his nose at the system, at the lobbyists, at the crooked nature of Washington. Mm. And that's what we need. Of course, they don't like that.
Right.
So they're all pushing back at it, but it's what this country needs.
Well, we need what his vision is for the country, and he needs cooperation. And he's got to find a way in short order here, as we know the political calendar time clock is ticking. Probably got about 18 months to make something happen to demonstrate to the people that he was deserving of their vote. And there's nothing like success. I always say the sweetest form of revenge is success. And Donald Trump, though he's done a lot of, I think, positive things in the first 3 weeks of his administration, it's amazing, in light of what he's been able to accomplish, understanding that there's this counter-opposing force led by, you know, Democrats, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and others that are so ideologically fixed that they don't have an interest in America getting back on track again. Their interest is getting a Democrat back in the Oval Office. That's it. And if that's their priority, you know, we've got a lot of problems here, and he's got to make it work. He's got to negotiate around these obstructionists, doesn't he?
He does, and he will. I mean, look at what he's done in 3 weeks, as you say. He's done a tremendous amount in 3 weeks, and it is only 3 weeks, so let's give him a chance.
Yes.
But he's going to, you know, for example, with the Muslim moratorium.
Yes.
He's already figured out that what he has to do is reword it.
Right.
If he wants to get around the judges, all he has to do is reword the executive orders. So he's learning as he goes along.
Yeah, the judges gave him the talking points. They said, here's the problem. Okay, fine. Just get an executive order answering those issues, because still what needs to occur is we need to call time out on the refugees coming into this country from these seven particular nations that, clearly, and this is one of the things that, you know, I hear the other side talk about, and it's going, wait a minute, don't you understand? These are either failed or failing states. We can't even count on the information from the government. There's no government that is there that can give us the information and say Ed Brudeau is everything that he says he does. He is, and his driver's license or his documentation, his visa is exactly, it's all in perfect order. We don't have that information from these people, and they want to get distracted and say, well, what about Saudi Arabia? What about Pakistan? They have governments. We can talk to them. We can get information. We can verify things. We don't with these seven countries. And I say, forget about all the emotion and everything like that. Is your objective to keep America safe? If it is, then what would you do?
Well, we have a precedent for 8 years. There's been a precedent where we don't care about keeping America safe, where the president said, oh, there's no problem there. Terrorism is not Islamic in nature. Islam is a religion of peace. We don't have a problem. So everybody has been swallowing this problem for 8 years. All of a sudden, Trump comes in and says, that's a lot of bull.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem, and we have to do something about it. So it's causing a bit of a shock. But for a court to say that the concerns of the state of Washington, their economic concerns, are more important than the security of the nation is so ridiculous. But I think that people can see that for what it is.
Uh-huh.
So well, once we get over this hurdle, uh-huh, I think it's going to be a lot easier.
And the people need to push back in a very serious sort of way, to your point that you made earlier, Ed. If we're not going to meet the obstructionism, we're not going to meet the conversation head on, I think even to the point, there needs to be a notice with these judges that, look, we need you to do your job. Interpret the law. If you're not going to interpret the law, then you're out and we're going to get somebody else in. And there's nothing like a couple of good impeachments or two to send a serious message to say, we the people are taking control of our government once again, and you operate at our behest, not at your whims or the ideology that you happen to be focused at, you know, at this particular time in your life and your perception of what it's all about. You know, we need to have people that do their jobs, and your job is to interpret the law, not to create law. That's, if you want to create law, then you do what Gohmert did, and you hang up your robe and you go and become a congressman or a senator, right?
Well, there's a wonderful thing happening right now, because in my whole lifetime, judges have been activists. Judges have said, okay, here's my political agenda. I'm gonna decide cases based on my political agenda.
Right.
But now we have a movement that says this is wrong. Mm-hmm. That we have to have judges who uphold the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't have some law that we can say this is the law, then we have nothing. If judges can change every time there's a change in the political wind, we're in big trouble.
Right.
So I think this is a very important time in our history where thanks to Trump, we're going to get back to a place where we have judges who do their job.
I mean, for all this time, and we've seen this, Ed, we've seen this bent and what has happened in the court. And of course, Justin Antonin Scalia brought it to light to a certain degree. And to your point, here's where we can be grateful for one Donald Trump, because he's got such a big megaphone and he is bringing it to the light of day like no other personality, no other news service, no other person has been able to do. And America is becoming more sensitive to activist judges, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, when I went to law school, you know, they said, oh, isn't it wonderful? Look at these wonderful judges on the Supreme Court who did all these wonderful cases. And all those cases, it was all judicial activists, where the judges, Franklin Roosevelt had the New Deal. He packed the court, and they put it through because the judges accepted that political viewpoint. We're finally saying, hey, enough of that.
Exactly.
Enough. That's why I said this is a really big watershed in our history.
Mm-hmm.
We need judges who will uphold the Constitution.
Well, the other thing, too, and I wanted to discuss this with you, and we only have about a minute and a half left, so forgive me for the limited time on, on this column that you wrote. And this is about, the real fascist. I mean, it's amazing how the left is so quick to label the right as fascist when it's they themselves that are promoting fascist activity, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what the Democratic Party has done all through the election. And before, Obama did this too.
Yes.
They accused the right of doing exactly what they're doing.
Amazing. And they're getting away with it because the right, you know, in terms of civility, you know, the right wants to have a civil conversation, but they do not understand how to combat this emotional, aggressive, accusatory position that the left has, developed into an R form. It's like they're 10-degree black belts taking on somebody that doesn't even know the first step of their first kata, right?
That's why Romney lost the election.
Without a doubt, exactly.
But Trump is not Romney, and that's great.
Well, Ed, we appreciate you coming on. Ed Bordeaux on Bill Martinez Live, author of the book In Lies We Trust. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Jen London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
What more you want is action and connectivity and actual, follow-through on the very things that most of us believe in. But as we're realizing from the experts that we continue to talk to, is that our kids are being dumbed down, in college campuses today and in schools. The Constitution is ignored. I mean, you might even ask yourself, when was the last time you read the U.S. Constitution? And this is why you'll hear me from time to time encourage you to pick it up, a couple of times a year, read it and appreciate just how brilliant a document the U.S. Constitution, even our Declaration of Independence. It may be time to declare the independence from all this politically correct speech and some of the things that have, risen up in our culture and in our government. Maybe there are clear offenses that we are experiencing today. I mean, clear, and I say, beyond the emotion, what are the enumerated offenses, just like our founding fathers when they came together to say, hey, this is the problem that we have, because, it is our duty when we're faced with the reality of an ineffective government to take a stand against it. And I know our next guest would agree with that, Josh Bernstein, radio talk show host himself, spokesman, strategist, and writer. Josh, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to be back with you.
Well, good to have you here. In your article, your recent article, you talk about dismantling, that maybe it's time to dismantle the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals. Mark Levin calls it the Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiels. So
I have to give him credit.
I do too. That's why I said this. I mean, he gets full credit for that. You know, we can laugh about it, but it's serious business. I mean, with each decision that they make, I mean, they're having an effect on the trajectory of the culture and the way we understand law to be.
You're absolutely correct. And look, you have to understand that the Ninth Circuit has an over 80% overturn rate. That is the highest amount of all the circuit courts in the nation. It is by far the leading court that has the most activist judges on it. When it was first put together back in 1869, it barely covered 4% of the entire population. Now it is just about exceeding 20 to 25% of the population. It's a monstrosity of a court covering Alaska and Arizona and California, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, Washington State, Guam, and the Northern Mariana Islands. What they need to do is they need to dismantle this court in particular, out of all the other courts that are out there. This is the one that is really affecting America in a negative way, I would say. They are very, very activist judges. This travel ban was not only legal and constitutional, but it was taken and it was traveled around the country to the Ninth Circuit on purpose. They judge shopped
it because
they
knew
they were going to get the type of answer. And the reason that it is obviously constitutional is because of U.S. Code 81182, which delegates to the President of the United States the power to exclude any class of aliens whose entry is deemed not in the national security interest of the nation and its citizens. So there is new legislation that has been put forward by liberals, I would say, Jeff Flake and John McCain, so surprisingly. And they want to break up the Ninth, and they want to take Nevada, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska and create a new 12th circuit just based on those alone and leave California, Washington State, Oregon, Guam, and the Mariana Islands to the Ninth, where they'll have less impact, if you will, on their judicial process.
And the people in California yelling and screaming, hey, don't leave us here.
Well, look, I think that they have earned the right to be the Ninth. Their, you know, San Francisco values and LA values and, you know, those types of values and Oregon and Portland and Washington State and King County and Seattle, they are dominant when it comes to those things. Mm-hmm. You have Montana and Idaho stuck in the middle of the sharks, basically.
Right.
And even those judges, because of the, you know, influence of the Ninth Circuit, aren't nearly as conservative as some other circuit courts out there. So I think it needs to be broken up. It needs to be broken up quickly.
Well, not to beat this thing to death, but regarding California, California is so convoluted, they want to break the state up into six additional states. You know, so they're building walls, you know, around their demarcated areas. They want to anyway, so that they can break away from, you know, the liberal perspective, the overreach that has been the order of the day. But that's what you get when you have a state that is controlled and run by one party. I mean,
yeah,
the Republican Party.
Right.
The Republican Party is only there to, refill the coffee cups. You know, sadly, that's where they're at in California. But anyway, to your point here, I understand, and I think that that's something to consider. The other thing to consider is I want to term these judges out, Josh. This lifetime appointment. I think has run its course. I think the other thing that's running its course, and we talked about it with a guest before you, and that is this activism that has been taking place. More and more Americans are realizing just how dangerous this is, and they're starting to consider, what we've been warning them about and encouraging them to do, and that's get connected with the Constitution and understand, you know, do we have judges in place that are interpreting the Constitution, or are they legislating from the bench? And far too often, more judges are legislating from the bench. And like Charlie Gohmert did, he decided, he wanted to be a legislator, so he hung up his robe, came off the bench, and in order to go out there and do it, what I say would be the right way, and that is, if you're a legislator, then go be part of the legislative body, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this court was supposed to rule on one thing only, legality in regards to the travel ban. Mm-hmm. And instead, they ignored that one question, and they said in their ruling that it would harm foreign students, university professors, and foreign workers. I would imagine the majority of Americans would not give a grit about the feelings of foreign students, university professors, and foreign workers. We want to be safe. We want to be secure in our nation. The president has the right, constitutional right, to protect the American citizens.
Exactly.
This will be overturned.
Yeah, based on their thinking, Josh, I mean, what is the comparative number you suggest here? How many numbers of students and professors are we talking about versus
right.
the population, 310 million plus people of America?
You're absolutely correct. And again, it was a narrow-minded, focused approach to looking at this travel ban. And also, you can also, I guess you could fault the Trump administration for being, I guess, a little bit lazy by taking the 2011 travel ban and the same exact countries that were in that travel ban from Barack Obama and just rehashing them and putting them into the new travel ban. I don't know what he's going to do next. I mean, he could go back in front of the Ninth in an en banc review. I don't recommend it. Excuse me. I don't recommend doing that, because if he does do that, then he's going to be sitting with Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiel's judges.
Exactly. Well, you're in a bucket of gum. Yeah, you're in a bucket of gum at that point. He doesn't
right.
have a fair shot at it. You know, Donald Trump's a smart businessman. He learns as he goes along. I mean, that's been the nature. So he's got to know. I mean, if he doesn't know already that there is such a antithetical sentiment. And I mean, it is visceral, that is so anti-Trump that has even crept into every aspect of government, including the judiciary, that he better do his due diligence. He has got to have his act together. And, you know, what the Ninth Circuit Court did for us, to your point, Josh, I agree with you. At the end of the day, are we any safer as a result of their ruling?
72 people have been arrested from those nations for terrorism. So I would say at this point right now, if this continues and we do not have the travel ban in place, it is possible that we could have another attack on our soil. But I know that President Trump is doing other things as far as empowering the police and ICE and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol agents to do more and have more autonomy in their decision-making process. He's basically given them more power. So hopefully they'll use that power and protect us better.
Exactly. Josh Bernstein, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Josh, thank you so much for being with us. Don't forget to check out amac.us for more information.
You married. Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
A lot of people had a lot of questions, and most of them dealt with this idea of when did the, you know, back to the old Watergate thing, when did the president know? What did the president know? When did he know it? Yes. Certainly Democrats like Elijah coming on the Hill have raised that. Of course, it's in their interest to raise something like that because they don't want to just let this go. They smell blood in the water. They think that potentially there are other casualties out there. There are some Democrats who are talking about potentially putting together some impeachment proceedings against the president.
I think this is a real problem. I think this White House is in crisis. It is inconceivable to me that General Flynn would have called the Russian ambassador, first of all, without the president's knowledge. Either General Flynn and the president knew about it, and they didn't tell the vice president, and left him out there, or the president and vice president out and lied. And
you seem to be calling that something of a conspiracy or a cover-up.
It just looks very clear to me. It's just inconceivable to me that General Flynn would have been freelancing on Russian sanctions without the knowledge of the president.
Let's take the other side and say the president did not know. I think it's equally troubling. It shows that there's a kind of a wandering and a lone wolf policy there in the White House that allows aides to do whatever he or she may want to do. They've got to professionalize the White House, professionalize the Defense Department, professionalize the NSA staff and the State Department for a start. And if that doesn't happen over the next few weeks, you have to wonder if you're advising Xi in China, you're advising the North Korean leader, or advising the Russian leader, which I'm not, you have to be advising the three of them. Let's test this president, the new president of the United States. Let's test America.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 13 before the top of the hour. This is what they're saying. This is what the Democrats are saying out there. But they're not listening or even seeing their culpability in all this. You know, they have stonewalled and slow walked the president's support, his team, his cabinet, done everything they can, you know, whether it's stonewalling or whatever it is that you want to call it. They've obstructed the president's ability to be about the people's business.
And then they want to claim some sort of foul about it. And let's spend a lot more time in investigating these issues as to what exactly happened. And as we discussed earlier, the issue is, with John Whitehead, with the Rutherford Institute, once again, it's the lie that gets you in trouble, not so much the act. And, whether or not we will know the truth, we shouldn't see the transcript just by law. Because we shouldn't have an invasion of privacy. He was a private citizen. Now they're trying to get their ducks in a row. I mean, isn't it reasonable to think that here you are, you've got a short period of time to hit the ground running. You've got a president who is no nonsense. He's about being about the people's business and hitting the ground running. He's talking to leaders, maybe having casual conversations to a certain level that he can have. Here it is, why would not key personnel, why would General Flynn not have a conversation? As to what was said in that conversation is another thing, but you want to already start to lay down the foundation, connect with people, get your networks going. But because it happens to be Russia, and they happen to be the boogeyman du jour, everybody's up in arms about this stuff. And here along the way, what do we lose? We lose a patriot. We lose somebody who I think brought a lot of value. And all of a sudden, they're gone. And now what is that going to cost us? And also, what does this say about our government being able to work together and the bureaucracy that's already in place? I mean, Donald Trump has a minimal amount of time here in order to make some things happen. And he's got to trip over this, this paradigm that's been well established for many, many years. They were there. It's like the song, got along without you before I met you, going to get along without you now. I mean, that is the song that these bureaucrats are singing, and they have no problem being defiant with this president. Like, go ahead and fire me. What do they care? If he can't even do that. And here it is, he's got to find a way to connect with these people and get them on board because, and he knows in business, and any manager, anybody that is worth their salt will tell you it's not the person that they have to work with. Because when you've been in management and you're in leadership, you get all kinds of personalities. You got to find a way to get them on your side. And this is Donald Trump's, opportunity here. Is he's got to get them on his side to make it work for we the people. He's not going to be able to muscle his way in. And this is what we saw for those of us that know about California history. We saw this happen clearly with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he became governor. He thought he could just go in and muscle his way through the bureaucracy, and they all but laughed at him. And look what happened by the end of his term. He was reduced to smoking cigars and having drinks with the good old boys there in Sacramento. There were some things that positive things that he was able to do. But the main objective of what he wanted to do and accomplish and what he thought he could do fell quite a bit short. And he would probably be the first to admit that it didn't work out the way he expected. And I'm sure in conversations that he had. That he's had subsequently with Donald Trump probably go along the same way, is that, you got to understand, you think it's an 800,000-pound gorilla. It is bigger than that. And it's not just one gorilla. It's many gorillas, and they're all in the room, and they're hungry, and they're going to chew you up. And this is what's happening. But just a programming note before we continue on here. We were supposed to have Brett Baer on with us, and you may have seen that on the programming schedule, talk about his new book. Brett Baer, of course, with Fox News. His book, 3 Days in January, Dwight Eisenhower's Final Mission. An incredible, and really serves as a model in part of what Dwight Eisenhower was faced with in his final 3 days in the transition of his administration to a young upstart senator from Massachusetts, one John Kennedy. He had to prepare the country that it was a very close election. I mean, we went to bed that night. Many of us went to bed that night thinking, well, it's going to be Nixon. Nixon's the next president. And then you wake up in the morning and here's the headlines. It ain't Nixon. It's Kennedy. Kennedy got the vote and he won, as we know. But for those 3 days, Brett Baer drills down In terms of the objective and mission that was clearly in front of Dwight Eisenhower, and his ability to get outside of himself and think about what was best for the country, as opposed to what we see in contrast in this most recent transition between the Obamas and Trumps. And I got to hand it, one thing I will say, I hand it to Donald Trump in this regard, is that I didn't hear a lot of whining from him, if at all, about this transition, but yet you could see some things, and already the president, the former president, is out of character of presidents before, and particularly with George W. Bush, who President Obama, as you recall, honored George W. Bush in saying that he served as an excellent model in the transition of cooperation. But you question some of this that has taken place. You question about what has been happening in the background and what kind of leadership that the former president is offering. And, you know, I guess what's more frustrating is that, you know, we the people are paying for this. We're paying for this obstructionism. We're not paying, for all the money. I mean, President Obama, he's going to get paid for the rest of his life. He's going to be taken care of as a past president. And you would think, you know, and again, this is me, you know, thinking, so you know where I'm coming from here, is that his point would be, in service to this country, what's in the best interest. But as David Horowitz brought out at the start of our show, is that it's not about policy. If it's about policy, that's negotiable. We can work that out. It's really about ideology. President Obama and the left, and I would say, you know, this alt-left included in this, their mindset is that they know better than everybody else. They are part and parcel of this elitism that has continued to grow and dig deep roots into the bureaucracy of our country. They feel very entitled because we need them so much, because they're just so much smarter than everybody, that we the people cannot live and we cannot exist. And they would try to cite that anything positive that's happened to this country is because of what they have done, not anybody else. It's all because of them. And whatever failings, whether it's Obamacare or national security or immigration, it only falls short if only the Republicans weren't obstructionist, if only the people would just go along with their brilliance, and we can have so much confidence in their brilliance because they have such a proven track record. And, of course, I jest because their track record speaks louder than their rhetoric. But I say, can you hear me now, and are you listening? Can you discern exactly what's going on? And I'm not trying to make this into a Democratic Republic thing. You know where I come from. I'm about utilizing all the gifts of the population, the citizens, those that want to further the cause of this democracy, that want to keep this great American experiment alive, not only for ourselves, but our kids and our grandkids. What are we turning over? That's what scares me. That's what scares me. I got to tell you, if anything scares me, is what are we leaving? You know, what is our legacy to the next generation? I know what our parents' legacy was, the greatest generation, and what an example they gave us. But boy, I'll tell you, we are a bit of a mess here. And if we don't get our acts together and we don't get our heads on straight and forget about all this political correctness and this fixed ideology that we're combating, I think we're on a verge of something much more pernicious, as John Whitehead pointed out, much more pernicious than we realize. That this could, with what we're seeing happening at UC Berkeley and in other institutions, it's pretty crazy stuff. But this is America that we live in, and those of us of reason, with reason, that really sincerely want to get this country back on track, you got to know it is a fight. It is a war. It has been clearly declared, and you better get your helmets on. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the